There he goes, Tennessee. Get him. Got him. Dead center. That's Tennessee Jet. Yes, it's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, the deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the plains in the early days of the building of the West. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Now let's hit the trail back to the Old West and Tennessee Jed in his battle against the man with the crooked knife.
On the trail leading from San Antonio to El Paso, a man with a crooked knife has learned that his stagecoach, loaded with the 100,000 in railroad gold, is being followed by Tennessee Jed. So while Flint drives ahead with a coach and horses, a man with a crooked knife lies in ambush on the low side of the concealing hill. And as Tennessee's great horse, Smokey, canters up over the crest of the hill... Three shots ring out at close range. And up on the trail, when Flint hears the shots, he quickly wheels the stagecoach and heads back to join Crooked Knife.
Oh! Hold there, boy! Oh! Kenny, hold up!
Oh! You know, Crooked Knife, did you get him? Did you get Tennessee?
Wheel that stage, Flint. Let's make tracks.
I see his black stallion, all right. Standing there with an empty saddle. You fired three times, huh?
Belay that gab and do like I tell you. Here, give me a hand up.
Hey, what's wrong? If you start using that seafaring lingo of yours, it means you're plumb upset about something. Where's Tennessee's body? I don't see it around.
You don't see it because there isn't any.
Huh? But those shots...
And his horse's saddle is empty because Tennessee wasn't in it in the first place. When that stallion came up over the rise, I shot as fast as I could. But the horse was riderless.
You mean Tennessee ain't dead?
If he is, it wasn't me that done it. Don't ask me how come he wasn't in the saddle or where he is now, because I don't know myself. And I don't hanker to stay around and figure it out, neither. Now, swing these cayuses and get going before
we... Slater! Having a little trouble with your stagecoach, Slater?
Well, I'll be doggone. Look, coming around the hill.
Yeah.
Tennessee Jed himself. Wait till I...
No, no. Don't reach for your gun. He can blast us down before you get it out of the holster.
I know, mister. We're not having any trouble. What do you want?
Just keep your hands in plain sight. I'm coming over. I want to talk to you.
His thumbs hooked in his gun belt, his fingers close to his six guns, Tennessee Jed walks slowly toward the astonished outlaws waiting on the stagecoach. Will Flint forget Slater's orders and attempt to shoot it out with Tennessee? We'll find out more about this in just 1 minute.
Now a great big hand to you, gang, for the way you rallied round to avoid wasting bread. Let's pledge everybody to do it, all our friends. Tell them how easy, how much fun it is with Tip Top Bread, won't you? Far enriched Tip Top is today's better bread. It's the only bread baked a special Tip Top way, like a way grandma made bread, to be smoother and more delicious longer. Leftover slices, too, are more tempting and make extra swell pudding desserts and French toast. And remind Mother that Tip Top Bread gives you added B vitamins and food iron for health, plus more energy by the ounce than most meats. You'll find this better bread you need and want in the Starin wrapper. Enriched Tip Top Bread.
As Tennessee approaches Crooked Knife and his henchman Flint, the two outlaws wait tensely, their fingers itching to grab for their six guns.
Don't do it, Flint. No matter how fast you can shoot, Tennessee's a heap faster.
But there's two of us, Slater.
Never mind. He can beat us both to the draw. And he can get us both before we'd even get our guns out of the holsters. Notice how he's got his thumbs hooked on his gun belt.
Keno, I reckon you're right. Better to play safe than end up dead. But this hombre knows you're the man with the crooked knife.
Even so, he won't shoot unless we draw first, so don't make a move.
Too bad he wasn't on that horse of his.
He'd be dead now if he was. I wonder how he figured out I was waiting for him in ambush.
Search me. And just to be on the safe side, Slater, I hope you make out like it wasn't him you was aiming to shoot.
Keep your mouth shut. Here he comes.
Well, you two hombres were sure doing a heap of talking as I came up, weren't you? Kind of surprised I'm alive, huh?
Nothing of the kind. Me and Slater...
Pipe down, Flint. I'll do the talking.
You did the shooting too, didn't you, Slater?
You mean just before?
What other shooting was there?
Keno. I did it. What about it?
If I'd have been in that saddle, I'd be a candidate for Boot Hill right now, wouldn't I? That'd please you plenty, huh?
Sure it would. There's no one I'd rather see dead than you, Tennessee. You know it.
I reckon we both know it. You must take me for a mighty green gent if you figured I'd fall for something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Well, out in the West, a man who doesn't act mighty careful runs into a lot of trouble. I couldn't see over the top of this hill, savvy? So just to be on the safe side, I slipped out of the saddle and sent Smokey up ahead while I...
While you cut around the side of the hill on foot, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I couldn't be certain there'd be gun smoke over the rise, but I didn't aim to ride straight into it.
You're a smart gent.
Crooked Knife, I reckon you were mighty surprised when you pulled trigger in an empty saddle, weren't you?
Yes, I was. But if you're suggesting that I knew it was you, you're wrong, Tennessee.
Am I?
I knew somebody was dogging our trail, so I dropped off to find out who.
And you shoot first and ask questions later. Is that it?
Now, look here. There's 100,000 cash in this stagecoach. I can't take chances. Well, I'm responsible for it. I don't aim to get it taken from me.
That would sound mighty sensible. Coming from anybody but you.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I know better, savvy. I know that gold is railroad gold. And as far as you're
concerned... Sure, it's railroad gold. And they hired me to take it to El Paso for it.
Wait till I'm finished. As far as you're concerned, the railroad can go hang. If there were any way of you getting that gold for yourself without people knowing about it, you'd do it faster than a striking rattlesnake.
Tennessee, are you suggesting that I would try to steal gold from my own stagecoach?
You can answer that yourself. Just remember that I know you're the man with a crooked knife.
Yeah. Yeah, so you do. Too bad the law doesn't agree with you.
The law will. When I get proof.
So that's why you're trailing after me, huh? To get proof.
All I can say to you, mister, is that you'd be mighty careful about that gold. Just make sure that gold gets where it belongs, savvy?
Tennessee, you're mighty handy with your six gun, so me and Flint don't aim to reach for ours. But as long as you're so smart, all right. I'll admit I knew it was you trailing us, and I did try to kill you. What's more, I'll keep right on trying. There's two things I've taken my oath on, mister. One is to keep that Southern Pacific from building track across this prairie. And the other is to see you dead.
And the railroad gold? What's your oath on that?
I'm delivering it to El Paso, to the railroad. So you can stop trailing my stagecoach, because nothing's going to happen.
Mister, you don't know it, but you may be right. Smokey! Here, Smokey! Steady, boy. All I can say is that gold better get to El Paso, that's all.
Sure it will, barring accidents.
Accidents or no accidents. Now, adios to both of you. Come on, Smokey, let's ride.
Hey, he's watching us, Flint. Never mind your gun.
I don't like this, Slater. That hombre's bad medicine.
I know that as well as you do. But we're still going through with it, savvy.
You mean steal the gold?
Sure.
But you swore the gold and go through to El Paso. You swore it to Tennessee.
Sure I did, and I hope he believes me. Because if he does, then we'll have an easier time getting it for ourselves. And I'm going to get it, savvy, just like I planned. I'm going to get the gold. I'm going to stop the railroad. And someday I'm going to get Tennessee Jed. Now, let's go, Flint. Whip up these horses. The sooner we get this stagecoach rolling, the sooner we get to the place where I'm planning that little accident.
Yes! Get along! Yeah! Come on,
Bert! So, in spite of giving Tennessee his word that the gold will reach El Paso, a man with a crooked knife is lying. He's heading westward, and very soon he'll make his attempt to stage a fake accident to get the gold that belongs to the railroad. As for Tennessee himself, well, we'll find out more about him in just 60 seconds.
Let's all pitch in, gang, and together we'll round up the food that's needed for hungry families overseas. Most of all, let's fight the waste of bread. Our Enrich tip-top bread, remember, is so much fun to eat, Mother won't need to throw away a crumb, not a single crust or end piece. It's baked by a special home-like method that's like a way our grandmothers made bread and makes every slice of Tip Top as smooth and delicious as homemade. Mother can always use every leftover slice to make extra keen French toast and meat stuffing. And Tip Top bread gives you added vitamins and food iron for health, plus protein to grow on. When you need a loaf, the Red Star End wrapper identifies better bread and rich Tip Top.
The men with the knife swore the gold would go through, but the lips of an outlaw can never speak true. He's greedy, yes, in so whatever he said. He's after the gold, or my name isn't Jed.
An hour later, Tennessee is back with Don Pancho, and the two friends are busy rubbing black ashes over a certain section of the stagecoach they have brought from San Antonio.
That's it, Pancho. Rub it in good and black, right where I've shown you.
Si, amigo. I rub plenty good, no?
Just that little corner now. Hard.
Si. How's this, eh?
Well, let me stand back a little and have a good look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
That's fine, Pancho. It looks just like the spot on Slater's stagecoach that got burnt by that fire.
So the stagecoach, you look just the same as the other one, eh?
Dead ringer for it, partner. So when the time comes, we'll sneak up and exchange this stagecoach for the one with the gold.
Si. And then, amigo, while you and me, we make for sure that the gold get to the railroad, Crooked Knife Slater, he and Senor Flint, they will have nothing but a stagecoach with an empty strongbox, eh?
Yeah, that's a general idea. When Slater works his fake accident, he'll have this empty stagecoach. Not the one with the gold.
See, this is very clever, eh? We do like the clever card player, you know. The way he changed the cards. That is the way we change the stagecoaches. So easy, see? Hombre, what is this?
Was something wrong, Pancho?
Si, plenty wrong. To change the playing cards, that is easy. They are small. But, Tennessee, a stagecoach, it is very big. How we are going to put this one in the place of the other without Crooked Knife Slater? He knows what we do. Amigo, this we cannot do. It is impossible.
Well, maybe it looks that way, partner, but we've got to do it. Because if we don't, the man with a crooked knife is going to steal that gold. We can't let that happen.
Si, amigo, but how?
Pancho has put his finger on the crux of the situation. Even though the two stagecoaches are identical in appearance, how is it possible to make the exchange without the knowledge of the man with the crooked knife? Will Tennessee be able to figure out the answer?
Tennessee Jed is written by Sheldon Stark. This is Layman Cameron, gang, telling you to be sure to listen every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, to the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. Bread is vital. Don't waste it. And Red's Tip Top bread is baked a special way to be so smooth, so satisfying, you'll eat up every bite. And Tip Top supplies added vitamins. The stars guide you to enriched Tip Top bread. And gang, is Pancho right? Will Tennessee be able to switch stagecoaches and save the railroad gold? Be sure to listen to the next episode of Tennessee Jed.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Here is an important announcement. President Truman will discuss the railroad strike over your ABC station tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time.